Life.
Hello, everyone. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. It's a new year, and I'm feeling like 2014 is going to be one of the best years ever. Numerologically, it's a 7, which is a magic number, and with all of the urban agriculture that continues to spring up, the outlook for this year looks great. This is a question and answer opportunity for you, and since it's the beginning of the year, I welcome your questions about anything to do with growing in your garden or farm. If you have questions about pet care or equine care or what to do about indoor-outdoor pests, just give us a call during the show. If you have questions about how to prune, what seeds to pick for your area, how to start them, root them, plant them, get them to survive and grow, what you want to do is give us a call. Whether it's fruits, veggies, ornamentals, or flowers, we're happy to help you out during this hour. If you have tips, ideas, and you'd like to share, please do so. Here's the number to call, 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And when you call in during this hour, you'll receive a $25 gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of Arbico Organics' amazing products. You can find them at www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 Mountain Standard Time. We do close on Saturdays at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So, some things you should be thinking about now as you prepare for spring. Pruning leafless trees and shrubs, adding compost and fertilizer to the vegetable and flower gardens, planting bare root trees and shrubs, pruning back grapevines, cleaning, sharpening, and storing your tools. It's always important to start taking cuttings from dormant vines and shrubs, reading seed and gardening catalogs like Arbico Organics catalog, and digging trenches for underground plastic pipe. Make sure your drainage systems are working, and prune your evergreens for shape, moving tender potted plants to protected areas, and burning large piles of cuttings and weeds protect the tender plants, especially citrus, from frost, and protect those garden tools and equipment from rain and fog, too. Tending winter vegetables, cabbage, lettuce, peas, spinach, broccoli, etc., and putting bulbs in the ground. You can also start planting onions in garden sets, watering potted plants as needed if the rain is not sufficient. So, we've got a lot to talk about this hour, and with me is one of my favorite guests. He is co-owner of Arbico Organics, Rick Fry, the love of my life, my husband, the father of my two beautiful and amazing children. He's also called the Bug Man because he oversees the production of the beneficial insects we rear in our insectary located in Catalina, Arizona, just outside of Tucson. Now I'd like to ask Rick to join me. Hi, Rick. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. You know, it's nice to probably just reflect back and say, I think this is at least 5 years of you being on every Sunday, and you've had some phenomenal guests that have spoken to our listeners for just about every sort of eating insects to, you know, the 101 different types of marijuana plants that people are talking about today in the commercial arena to no-till. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's funny, you've got a great library that represents books from all over the world about people who are in gardening and agriculture. And that's kind of comes to my mind as we begin a new year, is the excitement that has come back to our country about just getting into gardening. It can be flower gardening. It can be fruit gardening. We were in Mexico over the weekend, and I was just absolutely amazed that right there on the beach, one of the people that had a backyard garden had these terrific ruby red grapefruit growing in the middle of the desert sand near the beach. And do you remember how tender and how delightful those were?
Absolutely amazing.
You know, so that's just a reminder that, you know, the backyard is a sacred space. And if you just go back there, and even if you're renting, it's still your backyard, And just with a little bit of advice from us and a couple books that you could read, you can have a new passion. You can have a whole new hobby that you probably can get started for, you know, at least $150 or less all year. You know, I'm not talking about buying ski boots and tennis rackets and things like that. We're talking about, you know, $15 a month that you could probably invest and have a whole new hobby that could give you three times that return. You could make, you know, $50 to $100 worth of vegetables in the spring and in your garden in your own backyard. So not only is it something, like I said, a sacred space in your backyard to put in your favorite vegetables, it can be a way of saving money this year and producing your own produce. And there's nothing better than having a medley of potatoes and onions and carrots that have been baked in the oven sitting on your dining room table to have everybody marvel at that you grew these vegetables in your own backyard. So that's my thought for the morning is let's go grow some vegetables.
Absolutely. And, you know, this, it really is a new food trend. This idea of urban agriculture, I mean, what you said is so correct. It lets you eat fresher, more nutritious, and better tasting food than you've probably ever had before. And, of course, the price is right because you'll feel terrific, you save energy, and you promote biodiversity. So it's never too late to get started. And this is just something that, of course, just excites me so much because, you know, people growing their own food, it opens up so many opportunities. It's not just, oh, I plant something, there it is, and I get to look at it. No, it's a reconnection with all of life. It is the beginning, see something from the beginning to the end, and it's just a really true cause for celebration.
You know, I look back and remember what my grandfather did in Oxnard, California. And he had a 2.5 acre, which isn't big, but was a real love of his life. He had a 2.5 acre avocado orchard in Oxnard, California. And I remember as a small kid, we would go up in the summer times and help him rake up leaves, and he always had a compost pile. And it was really something because he grew organically. And that's what this whole show is about, is making a garden, whether it's 2 acres or 6 foot by 4 foot raised bed in your backyard, doing it organically. And organically means using the right fertilizers, organic fertilizers that will work for the long time, that will give you the best vegetables, the best fruits, the best flowers for the long term, that have real value to them and real taste. Like my grandfather used to do, he would compost up all the leaves, and I remember that it was this strange memory because he had one bed that he was growing worms in, and we were like amazed, and it was sort of something new that I had 5 brothers, we'd go back there and there'd be the one bed, and it was lower in the ground, I remember, and you would move some of the leaves on the top, and there would be all these worms helping break down all of the leaves from the avocado trees. And then he would take shovelfuls of this black gold, this homemade compost, and he'd put it around the beds of the trees. And, his favorite part of the whole process would be he'd be out picking avocados. And this would be back in the 60s, Sherry. He would sell them for 10 cents a piece at the office, and he sold every avocado he could make.
That's our great-grandfather. Yes, he was
something else. What a great memory.
Gosh. The best ever. We're going to take a quick break, Rick, in about 4 seconds. And so when we come back, for those of you who are listening and you're tuned in right now, we'd love to hear your questions about gardening, indoor, outdoor plants, anything that pertains to gardening. So give us a call at 877-300-7645. We're coming right back, so don't go away.
I can't help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 2014. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, broadcasting live from Tucson, Arizona. With me today is my business partner, my husband, the love of my life, and father of my two amazing, gorgeous children, Richard Fry. Welcome back, Rick. Say, you know...
Hey, Sherry. Good to be back. You know, we were just reflecting on all the people in our lives that helped us in appreciating gardening, and I think everybody listening probably has a grandparent or two that did some amazing backyard whether it was black raspberries or I remember lots of people in our nearby neighborhood had big ponds, and in their ponds they used to always grow fish. And you know, this was back in the 60s, and they grew the fish in ponds and had people come in and they paid to actually, you know, be a backyard pond fisherman and took out all sorts of fish. I mean, so when we say gardening in the backyard, it can be, you know, a wide variety of things, from, you know, literally a fish pond to, you know, fruits and vegetables. You know, we talked about how durable grapefruit, oranges, things like that are. And then, of course, all of this depends upon your area of the country. When I was a kid, I had a cherry, a wonderful Bing cherry tree in my backyard, and two apple trees. And I grew up in West Virginia, and, you know, with a little bit of care, again, I remember always the fruit trees, and this is just a simple idea that if again, you have a grandparent, you reflect back that they always put a well around their trees, and that tree was fertile because the well kept the water in the tree well, and that it also was a place to put your leaves and cut grass and all the things that we used to naturally compost in our backyard. And the result was, in the spring and the summer, we had a harvest. You know, I remember having stacks and stacks of wicker baskets that we would put apples in. And these are just memories. And then from apples, we made applesauce or my mother's favorite apple pie. And, you know, that springboarded into, I had an Aunt Margaret that lived in West Virginia who had probably 50 acres, and their favorite thing to grow that were so popular was strawberries. And as kids, we used to go down and help them pick the strawberries when it was picking season. And you know the problem with picking strawberries as a little kid. It was pretty difficult to pick and fill up your little pint-sized basket because you were eating so many strawberries. So, you know, I think if you go back as a listener and think there is always going to be a neighbor or a grandparent or an uncle that was connected to farming, gardening, and that's where the whole country is going again.
It's really true. This is it's truly a renaissance of growing, and you know it's so amazing. Just any little space that we have, and of course indoor growing as well. I mean, you know, urban gardens are key to saving energy, protecting water quality and topsoil, and promoting biodiversity, and beautifying densely populated communities. I always tell people to remember that plants are our richest source of natural medicine, and so there's nothing more exciting than to get out in your garden, like I said, whether for people who think I can't possibly grow anything because all I have is a small space, but you can grow sprouts. I mean, it's amazing. Sunflower sprouts and wheatgrass can grow 2 days. All you do is soak them, and within about 3 days, you are ready to harvest an amazing amount of food. And, you know, Rick, I was thinking that, you know, where we're sort of going with this conversation really is, I think it's really to inspire people that no matter where you grow, where you live, that there is always a growing opportunity.
And along with that, there is a resurgence of farmers markets. We're from Tucson, Arizona, and we probably have 10 fabulous garden farm markets every Saturday and Sunday. You know, there's one right across from Arbico in the northern part of Tucson, if you're listening from Tucson, that is in the, there's an old ranch, the Steam Pump Ranch, and it's now hosting on Saturday mornings a fabulous, and I call it a homegrown garden way of selling your vegetables. So even if you're listening and it's just not possible this year for you to garden, what you can do is be able to find where these events are happening. They're announced in the newspapers. They're announced on the radio. Then you're able to find a parking place because they're that popular, and then be able to walk through an array of vendors that are selling everything. Because now, mind you, that some of them have greenhouses, and I know that winter is gripping most of the country right now. I mean, you look at the newspapers, and it looks a little bit, you know, some of the ice-covered buildings in Nebraska look a little bit like Moscow, Russia. Some of the faces that are covered with ice look like that. But there are greenhouse growers in every state, backyard growers who are actually still growing in this winter wonderland. But these garden shows are just so fabulous to be able to walk through and find dedicated backyard growers with generally it's always organic vegetables that you can purchase for just pennies, you know, 50 cents for this and 25 cents for this and a dollar for this. They're very well organized, and you really feel like you've done a big contribution to your community by just being a buyer of local vegetables right there in your backyard.
It's like planting your own food is like being able to print your own money. You know, it becomes a small business for people who normally, you know, would not have that extra income. And it's so interesting because just with the smallest of spaces, as I was saying, you can grow so much. I mean, you can use... hanging baskets are ideal for a wide variety of foods such as strawberries, leafy greens, runner bees, beans, rather, pea shoots, tomatoes, and all sorts of herbs. And instead of flowers, window boxes can hold herbs, greens, radishes, scallions, bush beans, strawberries, chard, and chilies, just to name a few types of things. So it's there's no end to it. And we're, again, going to have to take a quick little break, Rick. So when we come back, for those of you who are listening, if you have a question about how to grow something, we'd love to answer it for you. So the number to call is 877-300-7645. And like I said, we're coming back in just a few minutes. When you do call in, we're giving away a $25 gift certificate today that you can use to buy any of Arbico Organics' amazing products for your organic home, garden, pet farm. So we're coming back. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Rick Fry, co-owner of Arbico Organics. And today we're just having our lines open. If you have a question about grubs, if you have a question about mosquitoes, about cockroaches, ants, you want to know about pet care, ticks, fleas, flies. So that's one of our big ones, huh, Rick? Fly control.
Yes.
And, of course, I know for a lot of people where it's frigid, they're probably going, are you kidding me? I know that winter has just hit with a vengeance. And so, not too far off in the distant future, we do have fly issues. So, Rick, tell us a little bit about what are the things that we should be thinking about right now. I know you want to talk about herb gardening. Is that something that we can do indoors and out of doors? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one of my favorite stories this year was trying to make it easy for the first-time gardener out there. What I like to do is choose the grocery stores, as we called them when we were kids, that would always have, as you walk into the store, small container plants. They're usually very reasonable in price, and what I mean by price, these are herbs. You see a lot of times in flowers, just gone through the holiday season where you've seen people selling poinsettias, which could be a year-round plant for you. But now that they're going to switch into spring, you'll see some of the real easy peppermints, mints, and one of my favorite is basil. And a basil plant can be purchased for under $5. And you take it home and can grow it in the sunlight through one of the windows that has a southern exposure. So that just real simply means is that you put down some sort of plastic protective covering on a table or something, put down a saucer, which is real important to keep the water from dripping off in your plant. This is so easy. And you put down your pot, and basil is a plant that you harvest the leaves from. You start to water it, you learn from Arbico that along the way you need to feed the soil. because if we're going to start growing something in February, by the time May, June, and July come around, you're now going to have a plant that when it started was 10 inches tall, is now going to be probably 35 to 40 inches tall or bigger. And as you harvest the leaves, it grows more. So here's just the magic of Mother Nature. Whether you put basil in a fresh salad, you cook with it in some of your regular dishes, like vegetable dishes, or our favorite is to mix it with pine nuts and make pesto. to grow your own basil and make pesto in a blender is one of the most delightful things for your spring and summer because, you know, number one, it's organic, and number two, you grow it, and it was like a $5 investment plus a little bit of fertilizer, organic fertilizer that we can supply along the way, or you can add your own little compost. You do have to take that small pot and transfer it into a bigger pot because you have to always feed the soil so that you can feed the plant. That's the magic behind about everything we talk about at Arbico.
And the plant
feeds
us.
But just this magic happens is this beautiful plant that is used in all sorts of cooking and in making pesto.
Yeah, pesto is one of our favorites, and it's so fun just to walk right out the back door of our home, and we have a potted garden, if you will. I think what we have about, I don't know, what is about 10, 12 pots, and we have basil and other herbs growing in them, and it's just so fun.
Mint, rocket, which is one of my favorites.
Dill, yes.
Dill, so we have the dill. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that it's not something that you have to tend to. You do need to water them on a daily basis. But this is something that even the person who says, I don't have a green thumb, can grow with very little attention. You know, the mints are very hardy plants. And you can use mint in even in your salad. You can use it in teas. It's great for an afternoon drink with just club soda with mint. It's a very popular product now in all the bars is to have crushed up mint mixed with all the drinks in a bar and things like that. But what's my point is it's healthy for you. It's really a good source of all the vitamins that you're going to need. But you've grown it, and coming from a biological standpoint of view, it has very few diseases, and it has very few insect pressures, which is what Arbico is all about. You know, if you are growing something that does attract whitefly or aphids, we can help you. We're a shipping company. We'll ship overnight, take care of all these pest problems biologically so that you can be organic and make it easy. You know, that's what this whole show is about. And we do handle real difficult problems about root knot nematode in the soil and how to take care of grubs in the soil with our beneficial nematodes.
Well, I want to interrupt you real quick here. Let's talk a little bit about grubs because that's a biggie. I know a lot of our listeners, particularly those that are in the colder climates, I know we have listeners in Pennsylvania, New York, you know, they're frozen over right now. What about those grubs and what about those Japanese beetles?
You know, it's really a magical environment that we live in because during the months of May, June, July, we have screen door porches or we have the screens on our windows. And if we're outside in our garden and things, you'll see these beautiful beetles that come in all shapes and colors, browns and greens and blues. And these beetles have survived the worst winter underground in the form of a grub. And the grub can be in the soil for months, Sherry. You know, most people don't know anything about the life cycle of the pest problem that they might see. The beetle can be damaging the eating some of the leafy parts of your plants. But what's the worst part is that the beetle then gorges on all these leaves, then starts to lay little eggs around the plants. The eggs drop into the soil, and these small little larvae start to grow into these large grubs that can be bigger than your thumb. And what do you suppose those grubs eat? You're right, the roots of your plants. And they'll eat tree roots, they'll eat bushes, they'll eat And one of their favorite is your front lawn and your back lawn grass roots. And so they have an enormous diet eating underground as it warms up in April, May, and June. And that's when you start to see all of these brown patches in your soil, in your grass, because deep 4, 5, 6, 7 inches into your soil, you have a host of hundreds of these grubs. And we have a beneficial nematode that's very reasonable, very easy to use, that can attack almost all these grubs in your soil with one, maybe two applications, and they put all of these grubs to bed, which becomes now fertilizer for your plant.
So the great thing about beneficial nematodes is that they're microscopic, non-segmented. They're little worms, actually. You can't really see them unless you have a microscope. They're related to earthworms, so they don't parasitize what we call the good bugs. They're only bugging the bad bugs, so to speak. And that's the thing. It's not just specific. They're not specific to just grubs of all types. They are also specific to other things like ticks and fleas and termites and ants and roaches and thrips. And so that's one of those things that it's multi-purpose. And they're so reasonable and so easy to apply. They're so safe. They don't require EPA registration, Rick. So that's one of our, I think, one of the greatest natural biocontrol products. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back for the last segment of our show. Love to hear from you at 877-300-7645. If you call in with a question, we're going to give you a free $25 gift certificate. And as I said, we're coming right back, so please don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me as my guest is Rick Fry, co-owner of Arbico Organics, also known as the Bug Man. Welcome back, Rick. We were talking about during the break about how to apply nematodes, because they're so fascinating and they have so many purposes for getting rid of insect pests that have a developing stage in the soil. And as you were explaining earlier in the show, that a lot of people don't realize that that there is this whole stage of development that is really not acknowledged or known about much, in which you can actually take care of a pest in its developing stages before it becomes a pest as an adult later on, where it may be, well, if we're talking fleas and ticks, of course, you know, harming our pets or even ourselves. If we're talking about thrips, something that's going to harm buds and leaves and whatnot, and ultimately hurt fruit and vegetables. And if we're talking about things like gnats and flies, which are so bothersome and annoying, I mean, the nematodes do such a great job. The question that I had is more like, could you just please explain for us how easy it is to use the nematodes and when they should be applied and how often, and any other little tips you can give us to enlighten us?
That's great, Sherry. You know, and we always want to talk about the big picture, which is the balance of nature. And first of all, nematodes are found in every country and every state on the planet. These are small organisms that naturally occur. There are different strands of nematodes, and they help keep these beetles and you mentioned fleas and ticks. I mean, what a great way with your backyard to be able to control fleas and ticks for your animals, so that you're not using chemical pesticides or feeding these chemicals to your dogs or your cats. I mean, these are part of your family. And so it's really nice to know there are natural ways. You know, and suppose you're not really familiar with, you've got a brown spot in your lawn, and you're wondering, oh, my gosh, what is this? How do I know what it is? Well, you can always call our staff at Arbico. You know, we're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. You call that wonderful number that we talk about all the time, 800-SOS-BUGS, and you can talk to a real-life person who will say, okay, great, let's go through what you've observed, what you're seeing, and then our staff will help talk to you about, we can ship to you 5 million, 8 million, 10 million nematodes. All this is for under $50, including the shipping. Comes to you in a small box, and it handles the heat in shipping. We put a little ice with it. But nematodes can handle those 90-degree days, 95-degree days. And in your soil, Sherry, the temperature never gets over 80, 85. It's generally in the 60s and 70s where you put the nematodes. So here you are. You've talked to the consultants. You understand we're going to ship on a Monday. Product can arrive to you as early as Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday the same week. So this is about easy, you know, quick, because you don't want the grubs to continue or the fleas and ticks to be continuing in your backyard. And then you take your nematodes, and it's a very easy, open, small container. And then you use the easiest way, and you can use, a watering can. You can actually put our nematodes, the entire content, into 2 gallons of water and then walk through your garden beds with flowers or your garden with vegetables and just lightly put these out at the end of the day and then water them in with water. My favorite is to use what we call as a hose-end sprayer. This is the device that, you know, we can send with your nematodes. It's a plastic container that screws on the front end of your garden hose. It has a reservoir that you fill up with the nematodes and then add about a quart of water. And then as you turn your hose on, this device allows the nematodes to be sucked up gradually and sprayed into the water. The more water you use with nematodes, the better, because it flushes the nematodes into your soil, around your garden plants, or into your grass, and flushes them deep into the soil where we had talked about you're going to find the grubs. You know, the grubs are eating the roots underneath your plants. And so using a hose-end sprayer is a very easy way. And later on, this hose-end sprayer can be used to put organic fertilizers in, and then you can go ahead and water your grass, your lawn, your plants, with good organic fertilizers, liquid fertilizers that we have, so that you can be able to use this device. And I think the hose and sprayer is under $25, could be used year-round for feeding your plants, but more importantly, putting out these magical little beneficial nematodes. You need to do it in the springtime. You wouldn't want to wait till July 4th because your beetles are then turning into big grubs, and then they've hatched and start the whole cycle again. So we always talk about, depending upon your part of the country, late March, April, May, first part of June is the perfect time to use nematodes, as well as in the fall, because then you want to get next year's bugs. So you can go ahead and apply them in the October, November, December period, just depending upon the type of weather that you're having. And again, they survive for weeks, if not months, in the soil looking for, and actually they actually move through the soil. A good nematode will move probably as much as a foot in its lifetime, listening and finding those grubs moving through the soil, and they seek out and attack by a magic thing of the nematodes actually enter into the grub body. And then they develop into a mature nematode, and that creates a natural poison which kills the grub within 24 hours. So how about that for Mother Nature?
Sounds pretty good to me. You know, we talk a lot about nematodes on the show and beneficial nematodes. They've become so popular for treating so many types of pests in the that have that developing stage in the soil. And I think that that's something that everybody ought to think about as just part of their regular gardening practice. That in the spring, and I think also in the summer and certainly in the fall, a simple application just makes such a huge difference when it comes to taking care of our gardens. And these little guys, again, they're so safe to use and they're easy to apply. And so we've got about 3 minutes left, Rick. You know, I thought maybe you might want to talk a little bit about what people should be doing as they're thinking about their spring gardens, even though it's cold in certain places. What are the kinds of things that we can be thinking about now in preparation?
Well, you know, we have a wonderful catalog. There's lots of books that are available right now that are very reasonable in price. Just having the Arbico catalog is a nice way to, first of all, thumb through and see all the pictures and then start talking about soil preparation. You know, this is your backyard. This is your asset. This is your home. You know, it's really quite something to go ahead and start looking for where's the best place in my yard to get the maximum amount of sunlight, because the sunlight drives the plants. That's your free energy. Let's talk about solar energy. Instead of spending, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars on solar panels to power your house, let's power the people in your home by growing vegetables in the perhaps the most high sun concentrated area in your backyard. So would you want to be able to start getting these magazines, start reading, get our catalog, and then be able to say, okay, great, I'm going to section off a 6-foot by 4-foot area. That could be your first start. Nothing big. And I'm going to say that again, 6-foot by 4-foot, and as it starts to warm up and stuff, this is going to be the area that you're going to start working the soil. And we'll talk about this in other radio shows about how getting your 6-by-4-foot raised bed, you're going to separate it off with maybe a 2-by-4 plank, or some people just use rocks. Some people just section it off next to a sidewalk or something. But it's just a way of saying, okay, this is going to be the sacred area. And I say that because you don't walk on it, and you start digging it, and you start adding compost to it, you start adding organic fertilizer to it, because once you prep the bed like that, get the soil ready, then you can transplant seeds into it. You can buy your own seeds, and in the front living room, one of my favorites was to use an egg carton garden, where you take seeds and you use an egg carton and you use a little the broken egg shell and go ahead and put soil and compost in there.
And voila,
and
you're
go ahead
growing
and grow
your
own seeds right in your front yard.
Yay! So thank you so much, Rick, for joining me again on the Easy Organic Gardener. I thank you so much, sending you lots of love, and welcome a wonderful 2014 for all of our listeners today. We'll be back next week with another great guest, and have a great Easy Organic Gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.